When a hunter sets a trap close to a public hiking trail, they don't have to let trail users know. Some advocates say that's dangerous for pets and kids, but trappers say that's logistically impossible. Troy Oppy reports.
Four wildlife advocacy groups filed a petition in February asking Idaho Fish and Game to increase requirements for posting signs in public areas where trappers have animal traps or snares. Currently, traps can be as close as 10 feet from trails and 300 feet from campgrounds. Fish and Game will decide in its May 14th teleconference whether or not to take up the issue. A public comment period of just 7 days ends Wednesday at midnight. Sharon Kiefer is with Idaho Fish and Game.
It is about whether or not the commission should respond to a petition they have received. So this is really sort of a go, no-go. That is why we do have a shorter time frame for public comment.
She says more than 200 people have commented so far. Idaho Trappers Association President Rusty Kramer says trappers have mobilized against the issue because they lay hundreds of traps and marking them would be too hard. Signs could also increase the chance of theft or vandalism. Public comment on the issue may be submitted by email only at the address signsneartraps@idfg.idaho.gov. Troy Oppy, Boise State Public Radio News.